Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Women of Vision show. Woo-hoo. Yeah. I say this every week, but we made it through Monday. So it's like anytime we make it through Monday, I feel good. Tuesday's a good day.
Tuesday is a great day.
Yeah.
I think so.
And it's beautiful outside.
I get to be with you girls. Hello.
Heck yeah, a little girl power in our day.
Mm-hmm. Power Tuesdays.
End of the day. I was going to say to take the day off. That doesn't make any sense. So anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. Hopefully we've got some return listeners, but just in case you guys are not familiar with the show, I am Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Yes, and we are Women of Vision. And Women of Vision is a really beautiful group of ladies here in town. Maurice is our founder. So it's really nice to have you here as the voice of Women of Vision too every week. And basically we just, you know, want to create a place that's encouraging and just wonderful for women to have a space that's safe to come not only visit with ladies but also to help maybe launch a career or just give you support and just make you feel a part of it all. So
yeah, make new connections, friendship.
Yeah.
All of that.
It's pretty amazing. And we are sitting down tonight with Bev Gray. Welcome.
Hi, Bev.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. I know we've discussed before that we've been doing our podcast for, gosh, is it really 3 years?
Almost 3 years. Yeah.
It's been a while, but we haven't had a chance to interview you yet.
I haven't been a member for real long.
Okay.
Just last summer I joined.
Perfect. Go ahead. I'm very curious how did you find Women of Vision? And then also what kind of encouraged you to, I don't know if it's out of your comfort zone or not, to join into things like this, but I'm really curious about how you decided to join us.
Definitely out of my comfort zone. Norma invited me.
Oh, Norma.
And she's so sweet. And I was retired. I had a pituitary tumor, and I was starting my own business, and she invited me, and it's like, yeah, I need to meet people because there's nobody on my couch to meet.
Good point. You probably get bored talking, you know, with yourself after a while. I know I do.
Well, the dog listens.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're the best listeners, but they just don't talk back. I'm actually curious sometimes what they'd say if they could. And Sarah, you're joining us a little tonight, too, in and out. We're forcing her.
Hello, everyone.
Forcing her out of her comfort
zone, too. Yeah, she's here all doing our videos and our photos and just becoming a part of the journey and the process. So why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyways, what was your first meeting that you came to, if you can recall?
Oh.
Was it like a social gathering or was
it was at the Mexican restaurant over there on Hilltop?
Cicada,
yeah.
Good margaritas.
Yeah. I wouldn't know that, but.
Don't worry, I probably had one for you.
I don't like alcohol, but I wish I did sometimes.
It's probably better that way, safer for you. Oh, that's wonderful. So you're still relatively kind of new to the tribe then.
Yes, I totally new.
Well, we're really glad that you decided to come out and join us, and hopefully that will encourage some other ladies too that, you know, maybe it's not, like we said, in your comfort zone or in your normal wheelhouse to join into stuff, but come out. We're a fun group, so.
Yeah, I think the fact that she's still here almost a year, so.
We're doing
good
something,
sign.
Right? Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
I've been very impressed with it.
Oh, thank you.
And a lot of nice women.
Thank you. Well, we're really glad to have you here, so. Let's, you know, I'm kind of curious. Obviously, we kind of always need a little background about you and where you came from and who you are before we just get into the nitty-gritty of it all. So,
yeah.
Where are you from?
Well, I was actually born in Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
So I only lived there till I was 13 months old, but I still called an Okie every once in a while.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my parents moved to Granada Hills in San Fernando Valley down south.
Okay.
And I lived there from the time I was 13 months old till the time I got married. And so,
aww, that's actually really cool to be in the same house in the same area for that length of time.
It is unusual. But I've moved both my kids enough times that I've got experience.
Okay. So you had enough of your being in one place for too long after that.
You must have seen that area grow. It's different now.
It was orange groves across the street, and they took those out and put the San Diego Freeway in there. So I'm one of the few people that can say, I used to ride my bike on the freeway.
Oh, my gosh.
We had an off-ramp, so we made a ramp and jump off of it and then put on the brakes before you get to the San Fernando Mission Road.
That's so cool.
That is really cool. The thought of anyone riding on a freeway now is like,
No.
Except my next door neighbor, even after the freeway opened, he would tell the kids to go play on the freeway.
That's so pretty entertaining. So you went to school there.
I went to school at Granada Hills High, and we're actually having our 50th anniversary this year.
Oh, nice.
So I got to see if I'm going to go to that. There was over 100 kids in my graduating class. You didn't really get a chance to know anybody because very few people were in more than one or two classes, and you didn't get to, you know. The cafeteria was closed campus. Never was enough food to get your lunch if you weren't in line right away.
Oh, wow.
And so, but I did graduate with honors, which totally surprised me because I never kept track of my my grades. And people came up to me and said, Bev, you got to go to the office and get your tassel. And I'm saying, what's that for? And so basically all that did for me, it didn't tell me I was smart. It made me doubt the school system because I couldn't figure out how doing so little, you graduate with honors, you know. So what I figured I didn't.
Or you were just too smart.
I was just going to say, that's really, I've never heard that perspective before
in my
life. I mean,
I really thought must be something wrong with the school system.
Especially at such a young age. That's pretty thoughtful. I was just kind of like, yep, did it, did well enough to do it. Good to go.
So
move along.
My dad and my counselors was wanting me to go to USC, and I'm going, I don't even know if I should be going to a junior college. And so, but I did go to San Fernando Valley State, and then I went to Cal State University Northridge. I never changed campuses. The state just changed the name on me.
Okay.
And so I started out majoring in math, and then I took my first programming class and went, this is it. Unfortunately, there was not a computer science major. And I was told they're going to come out with one. So 3.5 years later, they come out with one. And it's basically my math major.
Okay.
Plus engineering, physics, and something else all combined. And it's like, oh, that's not what I really want. And after 3.5 years, so I don't have a degree. And so if, you know, if being a woman didn't hold me back, not having a degree did.
How interesting to go to school for that long and not
have a degree.
Yeah.
They didn't have, they didn't have it in place for you, what you wanted.
Yeah, they truly only had programming classes. So I took every class that was of every language that was available. Of course, we had the great big cards, and you know, my programs always ran first time, and then I'd help other people get the bugs out of theirs, which gave me no confidence at all because I couldn't see how all the real world could pay that good of money that I heard and be so fun.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we're already coming up on our first commercial break right now. So before you keep going, we only have a minute before. So
thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, you know, we've got our peeps over here reminding us so we don't get off track.
We
do. It's easy. But we definitely want to mention some of our sponsors who help make the show happen.
Yes. Shout out to Linda Lingo, our financial coach. She inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in their finances. She uses a 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom. And I want to give a thank you to Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. It's a personal and business legal insurance, as well as identity theft monitoring. And I think they can help you out, too, if you become an identity theft victim. Jessie Baldwin, certified coach. She offers free health coaching services. You can call her at 530-355-5929. to Change with Jesse. And Patty Nadeau. I'm sorry, Patty. We love you. Bargain Books and More. She's located at 836 Butte Street. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. And she does book trades, you guys. I'm going to go check out her place this weekend.
Yeah.
I love books and immerse myself in books.
Yep. And we will be back here shortly. KCNR 96.5, 1460 a.m. Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Many people may not know that we started a propane tank refurbishing business about 5 years ago. We pick up tanks from various propane companies, bring them to our yard in Anderson, where we blast the old paint and rust off, repaint them with a very durable paint, and then install new valves. The tank is just like a new tank. We primarily sell these tanks in truckloads of 45 to other propane companies. I'm telling you about our new business because many of you are installing generators because of the probability of the power being shut off this summer. Shasta Gas Propane now sells standby generators and propane tanks so that you won't be left without power. Give us a call at 365-3793 so we can come to your house and give you a quote on a generator and tank. Again, that's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello, welcome back to the Women of Vision show, everybody. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. It's beautiful outside, so if you haven't gotten a chance to get out there, go get in nature for a bit, isn't it? I'm not a big fan of the wind, I'm not going to lie, but I'll deal with it for the sunshine. So go put your toes in some grass, people, or do something. I wish I was. I'm going to after this. Now that it stays light later. I do. I'm that nerd that I want to go sit in my backyard with my dogs and just do nothing. Read.
Yeah, and you got that nice pool.
Can't use it yet, though.
You can dip your toes in it.
Yeah. Or just sit next to it and enjoy.
Yeah.
We are sitting down today with Bev Gray, and you are just, you intrigue me, woman. I tell you what.
Full of surprises.
I know.
Sure.
Well, it's just very interesting. You were talking a little bit about, you know, growing up in your childhood and how you didn't have a lot of confidence in your, I mean, was it confidence overall or was it just with your schoolwork?
It was probably lack of confidence totally.
How interesting. I mean, if it's not too personal, do you, now that you've had maybe some time to self-reflect, why do you think that was?
I really don't know. I mean, it's just, I guess because I never put forth a lot of effort to doing the stuff. I had to self-teach myself everything in the computer field. I never had anyone that I replaced that could train me. I never had any manuals. I never had, you just did it.
Right.
And so.
Gosh, well, you must be, off, like we were saying, very smart then, because that's, you've been very successful in what you've done. So
probably a matter of opinion.
Girl, we're going to inject you with all kinds of self-love and confidence.
That's right. So you're saying you never had a mentor guide you through the whole, like, programming process.
Right, and, right.
So that was kind of the beginning, I guess, of that field. And we were kind of discussing that, too.
Right.
You'll have to, especially somebody like me who's not, I mean, I do computer stuff because I have to. You know what I mean? The things I have to learn. I'm not a techie person that wants to sit and learn how to use a bunch of different programs or
coding them. And
yeah. So for someone like me who's not super familiar, you'll have to back it up and, you know, tell us a little bit more about what it is that you were actually dealing with in college. Because you said there wasn't even a computer science program back then.
Right, right. And what we had to do is go to the computer lab, which had very few seats there, and we had to key our programs in on punch cards. And then we'd have to put them through a stacker that, you know, would read the program and run it, and then would input the data separately. And if you ever drop the cards, they were sequential, but, you know, there was a sorter that would put them back in order. But, I mean, you know, some of these things had trays and trays of cards. And then, you know, when I went to work, we had a computer, but it was like the old Star Trek movies, with this great big machine with all the lights flickering and with the great big reel-to-reels. Well, you know, when you were running stuff, you'd watch the reel go back and forth, and that meant it was a bad spot in the tape. And so if something happened, it couldn't read that spot, you had to start that four-hour job all over again.
Oh, my
Lord. Or six-hour job.
That's terrifying. No pressure.
Right? Don't drop the cards.
But you don't want to see that tape going because you knew that was going to cause you problems.
Holy
so
moly.
That's difficult.
It was interesting. You know, I didn't have a degree, but it's not my fault I'm so old that they didn't have degrees at the college then. And it was even a university at that point. And so, so I had to apply for jobs, but I was afraid to do anything for programming.
Okay, that's what was going to be my next question. If you didn't, you know, basically, I guess, end your college career with a degree,
right,
you know, what was your next step from there? I mean, you either keep going to school or did you reach the end of what they were able to teach you at that point? And so, like you said, it was just go out and get yourself a job.
Well, with my first program that I wrote, I realized that it was going to be fun come 2000 because everything was a two-digit year. And we had to convert to a four-digit year. So I knew at least by 2000, another 30 years, I'd have, you know, a degree. I mean, I'd have a job because they'd be needing people to rewrite all the programs. And so, but my first job that led to me getting into the computer field was accounts receivables. And it was a company that moved out from Milwaukee. And when they came out, they brought the computers, and they didn't bring the tables that told you what were the errors on the accounts receivable runs, on the accounts payable runs, on the payroll runs. So what you had was, here's a line, here's a one, okay, or there's a two, and maybe there's a three, but there's nothing to indicate what that was. So, and you can't get past it until you clear up the errors. So I actually was able to go in and create the tables for all the error message that would come up. And
so you created that for them?
Well, yeah, because no, otherwise I was having to correct all the edits, you know.
That's like, I just almost can't even wrap my mind around that, though.
I hope,
like,
they paid you a lot.
Well, and I would imagine you were probably one of the first women that was in this field, too.
Yes. I got offered either the supervisor of receivables job, or I could move into the computer room. And, of course, I took the computer room, and so I was a computer operator. But I also, you know, was doing some of the programming, and so, but I never got paid for the programming part of it. And so
I know, right? Fishy business.
Fishy, but not fish.
But then, you know, like even the repairman that came in, which was sometimes a daily basis because the equipment was not reliable at all. And they'd ask me, oh, what do you do here? And I tell them I'm a computer operator. And they go, oh, wow, I've never seen a woman computer operator. And, you know, and then even when I meet people outside of my work and they'd ask me, what did I do? And I'd say, I'm a computer operator. I'd get, oh, gee, maybe I talked to you on the phone when I dealt information.
Maybe just for layman's terms, what did a computer operator do?
Pounded the tapes on, loaded the cards, ran every, I mean, it took several hours to run the accounts receivables updates, okay, because it went from one great big tape and it inputted the data and it put it onto the new master with one plus two, now it's three on the new master, okay, and so it took a long time. And then if, you know, you got what was called a data check and your tape started going, then if it aired out and said, you know, bad data spot, then you had to start the step all over again. And
sounds very tedious.
Yeah, especially if you had a data check on your input tape, which was from the week before. And, you know, here you have a data check. So then to recreate that tape, you have to go back, you know, however many hours.
You're a patient woman, aren't you?
Yeah.
Actually, I've been told I am.
I can feel it. I can feel it already. I'm like, I'd probably be like, nope. Nope, we're done here.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting.
Did you have a staff or working with you?
No, I was low man on the totem pole.
Oh. And so you were it.
Yeah. Well, there's other people, but like later on at that company, I became supervisor of the computer room. Okay, but so even though I was supervisor, I was writing programs, I didn't get to make as much as my supervisor that was there. Nor when I left and I was replaced, that person made more money than I had been making. The thing is, they were both male.
Yeah.
Well, that's something
big
we'll have
surprise.
To touch on too. Ugh, that's so crazy.
So, but yeah, so there was, you know, a lot of, I didn't even think about it at the time. It was like, you know, it's a job, you just do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're working.
And so.
Oh my goodness. But, well, we'll touch back on that too. Okay. That's so interesting, being such a trailblazer in your field. But definitely, we've got a few more of our sponsors. Again, thank you, ladies, for supporting us in our amazing show here.
Thank you, Everbloom Skincare. They're located at 668 Azalea Avenue. Results-driven facial, natural acne clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare. And to Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. And to Michelle Lane Coaching, located in Chico, California. She is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and results-driven life coach, helping to get you to the root of what's holding you back. And to Maria Salas with HealthWise Chiropractic, 405 South, Suite D. We're actually having our social there like this Wednesday. Tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be back here shortly on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. This is the Women of Vision show.
Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta, wanting to spread the word to all North State first responders, police, fire, EMS, and dispatchers. We are bringing nationally certified Code 9 PTSD and suicide prevention training right here to Shasta County, starting March 24th at Simpson University. There are seminars for command staff, frontline first responders, or their families. We have paid so you can attend for free. Details and registration on our We Back the Blue Shasta Facebook page.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Right, welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here at KCNR. We love KCNR. You guys have been so awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're so glad you're here.
Aw, thanks. And if you guys want to call in, too, just a little reminder, if you guys have any questions for Bev or for any of us, you can always give us a call, 605-4567. We'd love to hear from you. So, but yeah, we are sitting down with Bev Gray, who's awesome. She's a trailblazer.
I think so.
She's a trailblazer.
Yeah.
So we were just discussing. Yeah. It's set in stone. Done and done. But we were just discussing about how, you know, not only the challenges of working in an industry that, was a budding industry, but also being one of the first females that's also working in the industry and some of the challenges that you faced in that capacity. And you were saying how, you know, obviously pay was unequal, and that just blows my mind. You know, it's just not as prevalent, obviously, nowadays as it was for you women really making your ways into the workforce and changing stuff for the rest of us. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, I guess.
That's amazing. So you were talking about you were working at your job, and we'll continue from there a little bit where you were at.
I left there to come up to Redding because my whole family had moved up here. One at a time. And I moved up on my daughter's first birthday.
Aww.
And then I wanted to try to find a job. Well, the first job I called for, there was no address listed, just a phone number. And I had 6 years' experience on the same machine as they were advertising for, a computer operator.
Oh, yeah. So you were like, I got this.
Not even a programmer. Okay. So anyways, I call and they say, I said, I'm applying for the job that you have listed in the paper. And they said, well, we really want a man. And
they just told you that right out?
Yep, right out.
Wow.
Multiple times. I said, well, I've got 6 years' experience on the same machine. Yeah, well, we really want a man. You have to work nights. And I said, I've worked nights before, you know. Yeah, well, you have to work all alone, so we really want a man. I said, I've worked nights alone, you know. And he says, well, it's in the bad part of Reading. Now, this is 1980, and I didn't know where that was.
Oh, my, I was going to say. I'm laughing back here. Sorry.
So I told him, well, I worked nights next to the nudist bar in Santa Monica.
Right. I'm pretty sure anything Reading has to throw at me I can handle.
And they said, well, no, we really want a man. And so I didn't even get to submit my resume or anything. And I thought, this is going to be fun.
Oh my gosh. I'm
and so,
or nothing new for you. I mean, obviously you've dealt with this type of,
I hadn't dealt with it to that severity. I mean, before it was just kind of not even in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
This brought it to the forefront. I mean, that's when I even realized, yeah, they started him at a higher pay scale, and yeah, I couldn't make what, you know, cuz it wasn't a lot of, you know, but yeah, so then I took another programming class for a language that I hadn't had, and my teacher recommended me to this man that owned a software company. And so he called me and said he set up an interview for me, you know.
Oh, how cool.
And I said, well, did you happen to mention that I'm 8 months pregnant?
Oh. Oh.
And he said, no, I thought we'd just bring it on him. So I had the guy's number, and so I called him, and I said, I think there's something that he forgot to tell you. And he says, what's that? And I said, did he tell you I'm 8 months pregnant? And he goes, no. I said, so I totally understand if you want to cancel the interview. And he said, no. He says, I want you to come on in and have an interview. And so I went in. And he felt so bad that he couldn't hire me, but he needed somebody right then.
Okay.
Well, 6 months later, he had a job that was to fix all the bugs in a programs that this company had bought.
Okay.
So the company actually hired me so that I could do every program that was on the computer, and I could document every bug that I could find. Well, I found several hundred bugs, you know.
Oh,
there
gosh.
Was even one and one didn't make two.
That like,
type of simple things. And so, but that was just a temporary job. And so I really am grateful that I got that job, because that's what gave me the confidence to know I can do at least this bad. Maybe even better. You know? And so I, you know, then when I was looking for another job after my daughter was born, I took off a year with her, and I had an interview for a company that was supposed to be, maybe could possibly be just a temporary job.
Okay.
But they were going to be converting what they called a computer. And I said, that's really a computer? It was a little tiny tape to tape. And so it was like a Burroughs or something like that. It was like, yeah, very slow. And so it took forever to run the jobs. And so, you know, I told him, I love conversions, you know, and I will do a good job for you. And, you know, you'll get a good result. And I'll have fun doing it. And so I know they said, gee, this idiot thinks this is fun. We better hire her.
Right? If we can get somebody that actually likes to do this, we better jump on it now.
Well, then what happened was when we finally got the new software, it was statewide with the entities that were across the state. And we had a trainer with the companies that sold us the hardware. And so what we had to do was we had to share a trainer. There was a trainer in Stockton, and then was supposed to come up to Reading. Well, Stockton was having so much problems that she couldn't leave there. So I actually had to train everybody on their jobs that had never been on a computer before, because at that point you didn't even have laptops.
Right.
And, I had to train them what they had to do for every department that had a computer program, and I had never seen it before. And so then, of course, when you get a new system, there's always going to be bugs. But there's always going to be user errors, too.
Yeah. Well, you're a pro at bugs, I've found out. So so that's no problem.
Well, I found a bug in the system, and I called Arthur Anderson, and I talked to this guy named Larry. And he is from Oklahoma, and you could definitely tell he's from Oklahoma. Not to be making fun of anyone's language, because people make fun of my language, because I'm from Kansas. And so, anyways, I told him, I said, Larry, I think you got a bug in your system, in your program. And he says, oh, you do, Bev, do you really? And I said, yeah, I do. And he says, what makes you think that? And I said, because when I do this and this, this, it does this. When I do this and this, this, it does this. But when I do this and this, this, it does this. And he goes, well, we'll check it out and get back to you. He actually sounds just like my cousin, so that's why I like to imitate him.
I love it.
So anyways, but he calls me back. He says, Bev, we got a bug in the program, but we'll take care of it. And so that, I wouldn't report a bug unless it was a bug.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was the people that were on the committee. There was three administrators and I think one director that decided the system was going with. There was no users on this committee. So then they DDS decided they needed a user. And when my director was at a meeting, they were Arthur Anderson and DDS were saying, we need to get at least one user on it. And we don't care who it is, so long as it's Bev Gray.
Boom.
And my director's going, my Bev Gray? My Bev Gray?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got put on that committee and just figure out the needs and, everything of the system, because it was not as good as it should be, okay,
yeah.
And not as user-friendly. So, it ended up, it didn't run itself. So my temporary job lasted almost 35 years.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah, so cool.
Longevity there. That's amazing.
But I started writing programs right away, and because to fill in for the need that the system we bought wouldn't do. Okay, so then there was one whole section of the department that it didn't work good at all, so we had to totally rewrite it. And so they decided to put another committee together, and there's only 21 of these entities across the state. Well, there's five of us on this one committee, and two of them are from my company. So then they decided to do another, a rewrite of this part of the system. They wanted me on the committee, but my boss wanted to be the chairperson. And so anyways, my boss said, you can't be on the committee because there's only going to be seven on that. That's seven plus 12, five, that's 12. There's 21. They're going to say, of course it runs like you want it. You guys had total say-so because you were on two of the dominant committees.
Hmm.
And so he said, I'll go to the committees and I'll come back and I'll discuss it with you, and you can tell me. And I said, okay, that's fine. Well, then I went down to DDS. And I run into these people from Arthur Anderson. They said, oh, we're so glad you're on the committee. And I said, I'm not on the committee. And then I run into people from DDS, and they said, oh, we're so glad you're on the committee. And I said, I'm not on the committee. And they said, yeah, I heard your name. And they said, you know, when we were hired, we were told we're going to have a lot of people calling that there's problems, and they're going to say there are bugs in the systems, but you got to check them out because more than likely they're user errors. And they said, but if Bev Gray calls, it's a bug.
So, that's so cool.
That started giving me some confidence that maybe I could do this.
Yeah, yeah, well, so. You've got it, girl. That's for sure. That is for sure.
What a great story.
I know. And we'll have to mention the rest of our sponsors here in our next commercial break because
yeah,
we're
fun.
About to hit it. So, goodness, we have so much more to talk about, and it's already getting towards the, I know, it's so close. So anyways, we will be back here shortly with Bev Gray here on the Women of Vision show at KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Arizona State Legislature is considering a bill which would prevent transgenders from participating on interscholastic teams that do not match their biological sex. You see, this bill creates fairness in women's sports. It also aligns with the federal mandates in the Title IX Civil Rights Code, which was partially enacted to protect the equal opportunities for girls in sports. Now, girls who've trained for years are being denied fair competitions simply because of biological boys claiming to have a mental condition, gender identity dysphoria. Have compassion for those boys, but not at the expense of unfairness for girls wishing to compete.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the last segment of our show. That really went by fast. Bev, you are interesting, and I have so many more questions. But welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we've been talking with Bev Gray about her amazing career and working in, being a trailblazer in her field. And you were telling us about how your part-time job turned into a 35-year career, and that's amazing. So kind of curious what... You know, are you still currently working there, or what's your current situation, my dear?
I had a pituitary tumor that took me a couple of trips to the hospital for them to diagnose.
Oh, gosh.
But, I am lucky to be here. I've had two medical doctors tell me that, most people don't survive as big as mine was and as low as my sodium dropped. But
holy moly.
It affected my brain. It affected my thoughts. I couldn't even do a Sudoku program when I was in the hospital, which was like, that something's wrong here.
When did you develop that? During your career or after?
I guess it's been there for like 10 years, five or ten years, but I had no indication of it. And so, you know, I went down to Stanford, and they took me right in, and they did the surgery. I went there Friday. They did the surgery Monday, rearranged everyone's surgery schedule so that I could be the first person.
Wow.
So that kind of told me that was serious.
Well, yeah.
But then afterwards, I was sleeping like 4 and 5 naps a day, 2-3 hours. I mean, I was staying awake maybe 20 hours. And if I went to town, I could kind of, you know, I could be okay while I'm at town. But as soon as I'd get home, I'd crash. And the next day, I would sleep even more. So,
oh, my gosh. So it really took a toll on your...
Yeah. I didn't have much of a life to, you know. And I went down for a checkup, which was also the day that was officially my retirement date. Because it was like, who knows what's going to happen. And I stopped by. My friend had some friends in Sacramento. We met for lunch, a late lunch. And he had this drink that I had. And it's the most nutritious drink in the world, bar none. And you can challenge it, but I can prove to you it is.
I don't think I'm going to challenge you on anything, Beth. She's like, I couldn't even do Sudoku. What is it called?
Sudoku.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I could do it with now. No. I'm not going to challenge Bev.
In a normal state.
And so, but anyways, I was falling asleep. I couldn't stay awake, you know, driving home.
Right, just
exhausted. We stopped. I had the drink, and it was like, I don't need to take a nap now. And from then on, I didn't have to take naps during the day. And it was just amazing. And then I had a frozen shoulder for like a year and a half. Well, if it hurts, don't move it like that. Okay. And then I don't know how long after it was, but not very long. I went to get something off the top shelf. And I reached up, and it was like, oh, wait a second. That didn't hurt. I had my movement back. I had no pain. It was just amazing. And so that's how I started my new business. It's just so amazing, the results I've seen. And, you know, I kept busy. I always had 6 months worth of work I could do at work because I always came up with programs that would help people save time. Okay. That was the only way I could help them. Okay. This way, I can help people directly. I've helped a couple of vets that have had, one had uranium poisoning.
Oh, my.
And to sit there and watch his body change. I'm sorry. It just makes you cry.
No, that's
so wonderful.
Well, how powerful.
See, this product, the main ingredient is stabilized rice bran. Okay, which is the most nutritious plant there is on Earth. But there was never a way to utilize it because it would spoil so quickly. It'd spoil within 24 hours. Well, a lady in Sacramento figured out how to save that bran. And so that's in our product. And probably of all the health foods that are out there, probably 1% might have rice bran in it. But it doesn't have the other 38 superfoods that we have. So we actually have over 200 nutrients in this one bottle of powder. And I love doing booths. Okay, I don't have the confidence for my company to present it properly. But there is the training available for me. There is the help for me. But I love doing booths. I get like in a different mode. And I
just... Super Bev.
If I can find people that I can help. And for me to have people come up to my booth and tell me what their pain level is. And it's an 8 or a 9. And then they try the drink. And in 20 minutes, they come back and I say, what's your pain level? I have no pain. It just amazes me. I had one young girl, I asked her to rate her brain fog. And she says, oh, I don't have any of that. And she was young, so, you know, probably not. But then after 20 minutes, she comes back and she says, I know what brain fog is now.
I was going to say, I got brain fog, girl.
And I had it.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
It helps with your energy. It just, if you give your body what it needs, it's amazing what it can do. And, you know, it has so many things that you probably are taking supplements for.
Okay.
Yet the price is cheaper than even
taking. My ascension is peaked, girl.
It's just amazing. And so, you know, I don't know. It's got the 90 essential nutrients in it that your body needs every day. It's just so much. There's been case studies on people that were totally healthy, had no issues, and in 28 days, 85% of them felt better in at least one area, yet they had no issues. And so,
it's incredible.
It's so incredible. It's not always believable, you know. But these people that founded this company, they want to help people. They want to help them with their health. They stepped away from a company where they were making, you know, six digits a month and created this, even though they didn't know what product they were going to have. Okay.
Wow.
But they knew they were called to help people, both with, you know, with their finances for sure. And, you know, then it did come to the product with the health. And so this was their first product, and now they've come out with other products. But without it, I don't think I would still be. I'd be sitting on the couch sleeping.
My gosh.
And, that's so cool.
It is. It's a drink that you have?
Yeah, it's actually a food, so there's not even any sales tax on it.
Oh.
And it's already ready for your sales. So your nutrients, take it, you drink it with 6 ounces of cold water, you shake it up, you drink it down, and sometimes people don't feel something within 20 minutes, but if they take it for 30 days,
mm-hmm.
I haven't had anyone that hasn't felt
something.
Something.
Well, where can we find this more information, and where are you going to be at next where we can learn more about it from you or purchase it from you?
I'm going to be at the home show this weekend.
Okay.
I should be on the far left aisle. Also, you can call me. Can I give my number?
Yeah, if you want to, do it, girl.
It's 530-227-8384. And then my email is bev.gray24@gmail.com. And I'd love to, I'm really wanting to help everybody, but I have a special place in my heart for the vets. They need our help so bad.
They do. They absolutely
They've
do.
They've gone
not
through so much.
Yeah.
I just really want to help them.
Oh, you're so sweet.
What's the home show, Bev?
Yeah, where is that at?
That's at the Civic Auditorium.
Okay.
And it's on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
And so there's not very many health booths, and you'll see a big sign with all kinds of plants on it because it's got the turmeric. It's got, you know, and I'll show you what you would have to eat to equal what's in one drink for your nutrients.
I'm going to have to come see you myself because I'm really intrigued. You know what I mean?
It's a wonderful thing.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Amazing story. So we'll definitely have to get you in again and talk more about what you're currently doing next time, get a little bit more information about all that. But you're a pretty amazing woman, Bev.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for sharing everything with us today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And we definitely have some upcoming events. I guess, well, tomorrow we have a social.
Yeah, it's second Wednesdays of the month is usually when writing. Women Vision meets. It's being hosted random places between the members. But tomorrow it's going to be at the Maria Salas Healthwise Chiropractic. Starts at 6:00. Come hang with us.
And it's like she said, it's a social, so it's all just about getting to know us and coming out and saying hello. And there's no pressure. We're a fun group, so come out and say hi and come meet us. Join our tribe. We're fun.
We'll just shake our hands.
Right. Absolutely. Well, it's always wonderful sitting down with you ladies.
Thank you, Bev.
Yeah. And Sarah. Thank you. And thank you to all of our sponsors. We flew through tonight, so we'll just, you know, we'll give you all some extra love next
online.
Time. But I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful Tuesday evening and a great rest of your week. And thanks for sharing some time with us here at KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. This is the Women of Vision show, and we are Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.